Yeah, we're holding on to Lamed Hey Yom Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this, that Maisa once happened a story that the Zohar Shaw Rechelim, a Zohar, a male of a Rochel of a goat, or Zokin, it was an older one, the Sarah Medudul, it had long hair, the hair was hanging down. And the reason was, we'll soon say it was a Bechor, and this man is there, you don't bring it for carbon. So they had to wait till it became a Balmum, and they're not allowed to work with it, you can't shear off the wool. Ever had long hair. Now, the role kissed the record, one like Roman, a policeman saw it. The Yomer and the Yefer the Chomim, Matibu Shozer, how come like you have it, the hair was so long, why don't you cut off the hair? Omulus, he said, so they answered back, Bechoru, this Rochel is a Bechor, and we can't eat it, we can't use it. The Enu Nishchat Elohim came Hoyeba Mum, we can't check until there's a Mum, and there was no Mum on it, yes, therefore we can't use it. That's what they answered back. And this they said, so what happened was not a pigum, that this guy, this kesar, he took a remach, so they took a spear, v'tzorm oznoi, and he split like the ear of the bechor by the oizen. So it became a bamum now. And he didn't do it the kavona to be matzot rashi, so he didn't know that by doing this you make it mutter. He thought that maybe a mum comes by itself. He did not know by him doing it, it'll make a heter. So it's called like he didn't have kavana. So therefore, bo of the chomim, the shayla came in front of the chomim. What should we do now with this bechor? Is it mutter to eat it or not? V'tiru, they said yes, you're allowed to use it because it wasn't done the kavana to be matter the bechor. The guy did not make the mum with kavana to be matter it. What happened was now the yachas shetiru after the chomim paskin that it's mutter. Now holach v'tzirim bi'oznoi bechor asacherim. Now this kesa went, this kista went. And he put mums in a lot of bechorim, all the other people bechorim also. Like now the guy understood that if he makes a mum, he'll make it mutter for them to use it. So therefore, like he meant to be nice, but he went to make a lot of mums now, different bechorim, to make the bechorim mutter. So now already, v'yosru. Now where the chum said it's also. So this is called like the guy, even though it was a guy, but it's called, he did it l'shem kavona, to be mutter with a mum, that's a knas m'dirabon, and you can't use that mum. Now, another time it happened, Hayotinoikos Mesachkin Basoda, that kids were playing in the field, the Koshu Zanve Toloim Zebezer, and they tied the tails together, the different, different little sheeps, they, or lambs, they tied the tails together. The Nifsikus Novishalechud, and then when the sheep of the Toloim were fighting like, so one tail came off, and the Rehu Bechor happened to be a Bechor. So now that's a Balmum. So Shalom was, you're allowed to eat it. Can you shecht it now? So Bo Maisel Nechom, they brought the Shalom in front of the Chomim. Mashmah didn't make it a Trefer. It only became a Balmum. V'tiru, they said, yes, you're allowed to shecht it. You could use this, mum. It's called a good mum. Again, the kids were just playing. They did not do it L'shem Kavona to be Mata the Bechor. So it wasn't another Kavona. Therefore, even with the Rabban, it's Muta to use it. What happened was, Rosh Etiru, so these tinoikas, these kids saw the way the Chomer passed them, you're allowed to use it. Is Holchov the Koshru's novice Bechoros Acherim. They went and tied now tails of Bechoros together until they pulled off and came about Mum. And now read of Yosru. Now the Chomer said, if so, since they're doing it the Kabbonah to make a heter, they yelled it also teeth from this Bechor. And there, Klaus, this is the general rule that Koshru le Daitoi, if it's done the Daitoi, meaning the person's doing it, I'm going to have to give a heter to this Bechor, then also, Midrabon, you can't use that mum. But Shleil Ledaita, if the person's doing it does not realize that he's making a mum, will make a heter, he's like the guy, the first time, therefore it's mutter, there's no knas Midrabon, and you're allowed to use this mum, even Midrabon. Then the Moritz says, now, for Machas Hoyu, Utsrich, like, what do we have to have both Maises in the Mishnah, who are both the same Maisa? So Moritz says, the same Halachas. Moritz says, no, Utsrich, we need both of them. The Yashmin Ovikachovim, I only hear the Locha by Ovikachovim by a guy, the first case. The Layosu Lemisrach. You know why the first time he does it will say you mutter teach from it? Because we're not afraid if the guy will come and do it a second time. Like Sarach means he'll grab a hold of it and do it a second time. He's a guy. So even though it's us to do it, we don't care about the Yisurim a guy does. So therefore, there's no Xeru, therefore we'll let the first time the guy does it, we'll say it's mutter teach from it. Av will cut them here the first time a kid did it. The Yosla Misra, we have to be afraid if the Psak will be that you'll not eat from it, We have to be afraid maybe this cutter now will get used to doing it a second time also. So maybe we should have made a knas even the first time, you can't eat from it. So that's the Chiddush. No, we're not afraid maybe the cutter will come to be misrach to go after and do it again when he comes older even. Now, we yashmin and cutter, we don't hear the Chiddush by cutter, mishum dul yosel lachlufei. The gadol, you're not going to make a mistake to say that who adin if a gadol does it, it'll be mutter. Everybody knows it's only a cotton right now, so therefore we know a cotton doesn't have that like to be matter it, therefore it's mutter. Abu, but in the first case, by the gehovim, he's a gadol, he's an older person. So if people will see that when he made the mum, still you're allowed to eat from it, that people come, the yosel lachlufa, come to make a mistake, the gadol, with a regular Jew, and they'll think who adin if a Jew makes the mum, also it's mutter to eat it. Say, maloy, maybe the rabbanim should make a kenas. That when the guy made this mum, you can't eat from it, Sricha. That's the Chiddush in both cases in the Mishnah. In both cases, l'chatchila, before they know they're doing it, l'shem heter, it's mutter to eat from it. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Ketina, l'shana, when do we learn? El di yomalei, el'im came, hoye by mum. When do we learn in the Mishnah by this guy that when he makes the mum, it's mutter? That's only when we said back to him, when the Jews first answered back the case and told him, when they answered back and told him, you should know, we could only use this bechor if a mum happened to it. To mashma, that would have been mashma, Rashi says, that only if a mum happens by itself. So therefore, if the guy goes and does it, we do not say he's doing it the kabbalah to be matter it. Because so far the guy doesn't know that if you make a mum, it's mutter. He only heard, like from the Jews, if a mum comes by itself, it's mutter. Therefore, even though the guy does it, we say that's not kavanat matter, therefore it's mutter. So that's what the Chizda is saying. That Lashana was, and it wasn't a mutter. And the Mishnah the Yomalei, El Im came Hoyiv a mum. Only if there is a mum there. Avo, but in Omalei, if the Jews answer back this guy and tell him that Im Nasa by mum, that if somebody were to make a mum, that would also be mutter, then command the Yomalei Zilovit by mum adami. Then it's considered as if you're telling the guy now, please let go and make a mum. Like you're telling him that if you make a mum, it becomes mutter. That's like telling him to do it. So then if the guy would do it, it would be yosa. Omar Rav Rav says back, no. Michti, let's see. Memelehu. Anyway, the mum is memela. Rashi says, memelehu means shlehoi yodei yodekom. The guy did not know shee mutter al yodei. He did not know that when he makes it, he'll shafa heter. Is so mali hoya mali nasa. What's the difference how the Jews answered him back? Whether they said we could only shecht this bechor if a mum comes by itself, or if somebody puts the mum, still the guy does not know like what you're talking about. He does not realize that he could make the heter also. So therefore, Rav holds no in both cases. Nasa nami memelehu v'loishino. Even if they said if it's made, it's also considered like it happens by itself, and loishino there's no difference. That the first time the guy does it, he does not realize it, or he does not have kavana to make a heter, and therefore the first time he does it, it's mutter mid rabbanon. It's only once we pass in and after the mum to say that it's mutter, now the guy realizes that because he made the mum, we're saying it's mutter, now we have to be chosh the second time, he's doing it l'shein b'das to be matter it. Now the Gemara says the Mishnah is there, called it the general rule, that kol shuladas osa. Anytime it's done the das, it becomes also. Lasu yimai wasn't coming to include. Lasu yigroma. Even if the Jew doesn't mamish put the mum, but he only like puts dough around the ear of the animal bechor, that a dog should come and bite it, so you cause that to happen, that's also also. If you just made a groma of a mum, it's also the rabbanon also if you teach from the bechor. Can't shecht it. Then shalele das is muta. So where else wasn't coming to include? Lasu yimasiach of tumai. That the Jew is talking to the guy, not really telling him that if you make a mum, there'll be mutter, but just in the story form. Masir Tumay, you just happen to be talking to him like this. That's called Masir Lefi Tumay. Rashi says, Shalai Shola Kista Mativai. In the case where the guy did not ask you, what's the pshat in this bechor? Elhei Matzman, just in the case where the Jews themselves happen to be talking to a guy, and Masir Lefi Tumay, they stop talking normal talk. I mean, they say, listen, Rei, La Yishcha tell the Elam, we don't check this one. Ela de mum, only if somebody puts a mum on it. And Vle Niskavnu Lekach, but when they're telling you to him, they're not Mechavim to tell him to do it. So in such a case, still it's Mutta. Even though it comes out that really the Jews are telling this guy, you should know, that the reason why we didn't use it yet because nobody put a mum in it, But if somebody would put a mum in it, it would be mutter for us. So even though your mom is telling the guy that, still it's a mutter. Because you're not telling it to him, a terrorist, like he should go and do it. You're only like telling him over a fact, a story. Therefore we say it's mutter. That's the chiddush. That's called shleil hadas, that the owner at least does not have kavanah to make a heter here. So therefore, even if the guy does it, still it'll be mutter. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoye b'chor rodfoy? Let's say a b'chor was chasing you. So biyata, you kicked it, like self-defense, you kicked it. So you didn't have kavanah to make a mum, you had kavanah to save yourself. For yosa b'mum, by kicking it, you made a mum. Hareza shekhe the love. In such a case, you even allowed a shekh to b'chor. That's not cool, like you put a mum there the kavanah. Omer ha-popo. Lo'ishon v'zoni kod el shabiyata b'shas radifa. When you kicked it, when it was chasing you. Ah, well, yachar radif, let's say it chased you, and then it stopped chasing you. And the lady go and kick it, lo'i. Then we say kicking it is like you're making a mum, and there'll be yos the shecht on it. So Marcel treat, of course, like it's only mut if you're doing the shame to save yourself, not after he stopped chasing you. So Marcel says yes. Mother time, I would have thought to say no, that even after he finished chasing you, if you kick it later still, I would have thought to say surei hu demakir, that the reason why you're doing it, you want to take revenge, like you remember the way this animal was chasing you, and now you want to go kick him back. You're not mechavin al Hashem to make a mum to be mad to you. You're only mechavin Hashem revenge. So I would have thought they said that that's muta. Kamashma, no, that's also. It's only muta if you kick your mamas v'shas, he's chasing you. And Ika the army, some say no. The Ramah Papa said, Leitame, don't think that v'shas radifa in. It's only muta when the Bechor is running after you. Then it's called self defense. Abushleib v'shas, but after he's chasing you, then loy. Then it's called, you're putting a mum there. No, el rather, afilu liach radif, even after he gets finished chasing you, nami, if you go and kick it later, it's still mutter to eat from it. You could check on that mum. Why, my friend, what's the reason? Tzuri yud matcher, again, you don't have kavana really to be matterit with this mum, but your kavana is only to take revenge because you're angry at him, what he did to you. So that's called, again, shlei midas, that you're not doing it, l'shem this mum should be matterit, therefore it's mutter. Amr Rav Yehuda says, "Muta lahatil mum bebechor kodim shiyos liyavroilim." Before the bechor is born, before it comes out on this world, so it has no kedusha yet. So there's no issa to put a mum in on it. If you put your hands inside the womb of the mother and you split the ear there, so it's okay. If you mat the mum before it comes out, it has no kedusha yet. There's no issa being mat the mum on a bechor. Amr Rav says, "Gedi, if you have a kid." The best idea is to split its ear. Rashi says, because by a kid, the first thing that comes out is its ears. So that's easy to split. Imra, if you have, let's say, a lamb, an imra, that's bisphophosa. The best idea there is to split its lip. As much as that's what comes out first, its lips. And he could yarmi some say, no, imra nami b'yudna. That a lamb also you could afford to, like, split its ears. Why? Because Eima Derech Tzedoyev Nof, it comes out through its temple, that through the side. It could be, even though sometimes the lips come out first. But it could also be possible the ears also was on the sides, on the temple. It could also be possible that the ears come out first. Therefore, it's innate to put your hands in the womb to split the ears also. Omer Rava, Ochal V'loy Mechsei, let's say there's a mum inside the mouth. Or you split the lip, or inside the mouth of the Bechor. So the Shailah is, a mum is only matter if it's a mum shebegoli, that you could see it. So I'm a Rava. Ocha, let's say when he eats it, when the Bechor is eating, that much opening the mouth, he can't see the mum inside it. But Poya, when he starts to scream or starts to cry, he opens his mouth up wider, then you could see the mum inside it. So you should know, a heavy mum, that's considered a mum. That it's called the mum shebegolui. That if it's a bechor, you could check the bechor because of that. Someone says, "My kamash, what are you teaching me? My kamash, what are you teaching me?" Tanina, we learned like this already. That hachutin hachitzaynos. That the inside chutin. Rashi says, "Noch kiche dishina." The gums of your teeth, at the bottom of your teeth, there shakir nisin, the inside ones. Yeah. So shenifkumu. There's a patam there. A hole happened there to your gum over there. The whole thing was cut off. The inside ones, are uprooted. So these things are called mums. Now, my time, what's the reason if the pneumius, the inside one, was uprooted in the Khuri, you can't see it. So why is it called a mum? Lav mishum. Isn't the reason is the chipoy, because when the animal starts to scream, it opens up its mouth wide, merse, then you could see it. So you see, by opening up when it screams, that's also called it's begoli, you could see the mum. So we answer then, the Yom Rav says that Rav and Nami, time of the Masisim of Farish, Rav is coming to explain the reason of the Mishnah. My time and nekru heavy mumma. What's the reason if the pneumius, the inside ones, are uprooted? Those teeth there, there's a pagam there on the gums. Why do we consider it to be a mum? Mishum, the reason is, techipaya mechse. Because when the animal starts to scream, opens up its mouth wide, you could see it, so that's enough to give it a shame. Mechse, that's called the mum shebegolui, that you be mutter to shech because of that mum. Now the Mishnah says, kol hamumin horuyim lovi b'deyodim. Any mum that we have to be afraid, we see it on the Bechor, that maybe the Kohen put it there, maybe the Raya put it there. So a mum that could be that a person made, like Rashi sees that, lafuki, certain mumim a person can make. Let's say an animal has five legs to it, so that can't be b'dayadim, then we won't have this chshad. But a regular mum that there's a split, a cut, that you could be afraid maybe a person did it, so it's like this. Raya yisra nemonim. If the shepherd is a Jew, a Yisrael, then he's believed to say it happened by itself. But Rayim Khan, if the shepherd's a Kayin, then ain't an Emma, then we don't believe him. We have to be choshed, maybe he himself made the split, made the mum. Roshimun Gamilay Mer, Neman Hu Al Shechveroi. Any Roy is Neman on his friend. If it's somebody else's animal, he's Neman to say that the mum came by itself. But V'yei Neman Al Shalatzmai. Shimun says he's not Neman on himself. On himself, he's choshed that maybe he would do it himself to be matir his Bechor. Therefore, on his own Bechor, is not there but to say it happened by itself. Rabbi Meir Oimer, HaChoshed Al Adover, if you choshed on this thing, even for your own, then the Lachar is, Loidonov Loimido, you can't be done for somebody else, you can't say it to somebody else. That once you're a choshed, that you put a mum on your Bechor, so not only are you choshed for yourself, but you're choshed for somebody else's also. That's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Another more says, Reb Yochanan and Reb Loza. Chadama 1 says, what does the Mishnah mean, the chil between a Raya Yisrael and a Raya Kanim? So 1 says, Raya Yisrael, they Kanim Nemonim. It's all in the shepherd himself. If he's a Yisrael, even though he's working for Kanim, he's working by his master, is a Kohen, still is believed. Why? Like, we're not afraid to say, maybe he'll want to say that really there was a good mum on this Bechor, because then his master like will be able to shecht it. And he'll give him a portion, he'll give him part of it, that legumes, he'll give him something to eat from it. We're not afraid about that. Since with the mice, he's a Yisrael, he's not going to get this the whole Bechor for himself, so he's not choshed to lie, we can believe what he's saying. But Raya Kahanim, let's say the shepherd is a Kayin, even though Bei Yisrael, the owner is a Yisrael, then already ain't the monim, then the Kayin, the Raya, is not there but to say the moon happened by itself. Does he have to be afraid maybe he did it? What does he have to gain on the deal? Because Maim Ron will say like this, Kivon the Kotarachna Bay, since I'm working, I'm the shepherd, I'm working for him, Le Shabbat Ludidi, he won't leave me over the Yoyev Lachrin and give it to somebody else. So for sure he'll give it to me. So therefore the shepherd feels pretty certain he'll get it, and therefore we're afraid he'll be Matomum. That's true on the Mishnah, that a shepherd Yisrael is believed, the shepherd of Kain is not believed. And Vuad did the same thing about the Kain of Kain, that the shepherd's a Kain, and he's saying for another Kain about the same thing, Wachosha the Hashin and Lagaimah. We're afraid for good, we mean to say, I'll do it for you now to be mata this Bechor, and you do it for me later. That's called Goyim. I'll do something wrong. I'll help you out right now, because you can help me out later. So one current to another current, also we're afraid. So that's what one says. Now, on this pshat, for Yosef Shimon Gamliel, he comes to say, no, lemeimor, that nemenu al shechaveroi. That no matter what you are, you soul or a kohen, you nemen on your friend's Bechor. But v'yein ha-nemen ha-shalatzmei, not nemen on yourself. When you're only as a chshad, you come to put it yourself. But on somebody else's, whether you're current or Yisrael, doesn't make enough chmina. Well, not choshed you. V'yosr v'meila may even know that ha-choshed ha-ladover, if we ever have a chshad, we caught you once putting a mum onto a bechor, the lachar is, u'laydon, you can't paskin anymore those shalos about bechoris, and u'lemidoi, you can't come to say this either. That's why one learns pshad na Mishnah. Adamor says the Chadam notice it like this. The Chadam Roya Yisro Vein Kahanim. That no, the Mishnah says the Roya Yisrael is Nemon. It means to say he himself is a Kohen. Just he's a shepherd for Yisrael. Roy Yisrael means the owner is Yisrael. Even though you're a Kohen, still Nemonim, still here, we believe you. And what's the reason? Because Meim Ram will say like this, Leishavik Tzumer Rabbonim V'yoyev L'didi, like this Roy anyway doesn't feel as if he'll get the Bechor. Even though he's a Kohen, but he feels, listen, the master of Yisrael will give it to a Talmid Chacham, not to me. So therefore, we're not choshed him, we believe him. Ma'ashen kein roye kahanim. V'hein Yisrael, let's say, you're a shepherd now for a kayin, even though the shepherd himself is Yisrael, and in the monim, then we don't believe the shepherd, since he's working for a kayin. Why? T'chashim l'lagima, that we're afraid maybe you'll lie, and even though you put the mum there, because you know that the kayin, when he eats from this mum, from this bechor, he'll give you something from it also. So you have what to gain on it, that's called chashim l'lagima. And it's all the same thing. The Ravada with Choshed, one Kohen can't say for another Kohen, because we're afraid, like they make up, you do good for me now, and I'll do good for you. Now the Gemara says, and also, V'chashin l'legima, that we're also afraid that maybe I'll do something good for you, like the Yisrael will do good for the Kohen, because when the Kohen eats the Bechor, he'll give him teeth from it. Inshallah, it's twice a year, so V'chashin l'legima. Yeah. Now on this, the Yosef Reb Shimon Lomem Reb Shimon comes to say that Neman Hu Al Shecha, they really know that whoever you are, you're Neman on your friend's Bechor. It's only being a Neman Ashlatzmi, only a Neman on your own Bechor. But in somebody else's, like we're not Choshed L'Legima, that you want to get a portion of it, we're not Choshed for Goimlin, if on somebody else's you're Neman, just not on your own. The Yosef Reb Meir comes to say no. The Yosef Reb Meir Lomem to tell us that what? Anytime we caught him to do something wrong, so Leidon, we can't say he can't be a dying on this shilas. For Leimid, we can't say this either. So it's like this: Bishleim, it's good. Leman the Yom, the one that says Roya Yisrael, Fehain Kahanim, that you're a Roya, you're a shepherd for Yisrael, but you yourself is a Kohen. That Nemonim, you believed. Why? Because we said even though you're a Kohen, but you're not chesed, because you know the Yisrael won't give it to you or give it to a Talmid Chacham. So therefore you say it's mut again, the Raya, you're a Kohen, but you're a shepherd for a Yisrael, so you're not chesed, you say it's muta. It's good, Haino, the Yosef Meir, it's good if Rameh comes and says, no, Lameimar, ha-choshed ala dover, that since you're a Kohen and you're chesed to be mata mum, maybe on your own Bechorim, is the don of Lameidu, you can't see any Yedis. That comes out very good. But elu leman di yoma, we're talking about here what? Roye Kahanim de Yisrael, that you're Roye Kahanim de Yisrael Enemonim. And Eleman Yama Roye Kahanim, that de Yisrael, Eleman Yama Roye Kahanim means that you're a Roye, you're a shepherd for Kahanim. Rashi says he means Roye Behemos Shel Kahanim. You're a shepherd for the Kahanim. They Yisrael, and your Yisrael is ain't the money. We don't believe you. If so, if we don't believe this Yisrael now. So my Yisrael may lashmin. What's the Meir going to tell us? That since you're a choshev dov, we don't believe you anything. I know Tanakama. It's almost the same thing with Tanakama saying that once you're a choshev, we can't believe you. So Moshe says no. Still the difference. Ika benayu. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Kufsoi. There's still some difference between Rabbi Yeshua ben Kufsoi. The what? The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kufsoi Omer, Bechor Bekohen. If you have a Bechor that's by the Kohen himself, we want to paskin now whether there's a good mum there or not. You should know Sarach Shnayim Min Ashuk L'Oed Alov, that the Kohen himself is not Neman, but you have to have two Eidim from outside from the Shuk to say Eidis that the mum was a good mum. So Rabbi Shimon Megamliel Omer, Afilu Benoy Afilu Bitoy, that out of these two Eidim, even the Kohen's son is also Neman. Just the Kohen is not Neman, but his son is also Neman. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Afilu Vasoyiv, there are 10 of them. Vein B'nei Beisai, in Midin Olav, no. He can't use his own children. His own children, the B'nei Beisai, they're also Choshed like the father, like the Kohen. You have to have other people. Sal B'chapanav Kimino, who are these people that could say Eidus over here? Again, the last Gersa was, if you learn we're talking about Roya Kahanim, we're talking about that the Roya is a Kohen, then the Tanakhama says he's not Nemon. So the question was Ramei commented? Ramei also said the Kohen is a Choshed, he's not Nemon. Yeah, we're talking about if the Kohen himself was the Roya. So the Tanakhama says you don't believe in, so we're made the same halacha. So we said that's not kamino over here, and this halacha of Yeshua Bekosoi, you need two minashuk to say this. And the question is, just the Kanama B'nai Beisim not Neman. So Tanakhama holds like Yeshua Bekosoi. The Tanakhama says, only Roya Kahanim, he can't say Edis. Bain, he says, Rashi says, Roya Kahanim, Bain Be Yisrael, but he's by Yisrael, so he's by his Kohen's house. Ain't a monim of a Kahanim, the Yama regular Kohen is Nemon. But I feel like Bechoros the Kahanim, and we're not Choshul the Goimlim. Only by Roya we're afraid. And Remeya does know him, Shul the Gamri. He says, the Kivu, the Nechshu Kahanim of a Bechor, once a Kohen is Nechshu of a Chlal, even on any Bechor, therefore, the Don of Lemidu, even if he's not a Roya, start the Chapnaf Kamina. Where a Kohen is not a Roya, can he come and say this to say that it's kosher or not? That Yeshua ben Kosoi yes, says yes. Only the Roya himself or the Bailam can't say this, but another Kohen could say this. So Tanakhama holds like that. Only the Roya can't say this, but another Kohen could. And Rav Meir holds no, that any Kohen can't say this because he's a Choshed, any Kohen cannot say this. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Kaman knows who's the go like? Hod Yom Rav Chizda, Yom Rav Ketina, that Sofik Bechor, you have a Sofik Bechor, Shinoilad Be Yisrael, that Yisrael has a Sofik Bechor in his house, that the Loch Riv, he's allowed to keep the Bechor, just he has to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum, till he can check it. So still, Tzor Shnaim and Ashruk Lay the Loch. You need to aid them in Ashruk to say that the Mum came by itself. As a Guru Kwan Huz ago, like Kaman Kavishu Ben Kavsoi, that what? That the Bible himself we don't believe, but you have to have any other to aid them on Yaman. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says, Bailim Midim Olof. No, Nachman says, even the owner himself could also say Edis, that it did not happen through him, but happened by itself. Because, Dilo Teimloch, Rav Nachman said like this, Maiser, Rabbi Meir, Mimeid Olof. That Maiser, who's going to say Edis on it? Like Maiser Behemoth, when it comes to Baal Mum, it belongs to the Bailim. Rashi says, Maiser, Rabbi Meir, who's going to say Edis on Mumay? If so, since a Maiser belongs to the Bailim, so every person should be Choshed then. So Gemara says, Maiser Vade Mehemon. Gemara says, no, Maiser Vade is believed, which is Bitmiya. Havade Mehemon, I feel a Bolov. Why? Because the Gemara says, the boy is Shodde Beimum of a Kuli Edrei. He's not a Choshed by Maiser Beimah. Because if the person wanted not to keep the needle when it was a Baal Mum, he could have had an Eitzah, that before he took Maisa Beim and counted 10 of them, he could have put a Mum in all the animals, and there'd be no, then either 10th one would be a Baal Mum already. So therefore, by Maisa Beim, we're not Choshed the Baal to put a Mum Shleikadin. So therefore, we may would agree that Maisa Beim, we believe the Baalim. In the case like this, Sofik Bechor, the Rav Meir, me made a love. If a Yisrael has a Sofik Bechor, the loch is he does not give it to the Kohen, but he can't eat it either until it becomes a Baal Mum. So he's the Bailim, he's the Yisrael, who's going to say Edis on this? But the Chitay maybe going to tell me, Yochinam, let that Takanta, there's no Takanta, that you won't be able to shech because nobody could be made on you. For Yatsanan, we learned, Sherab Yesi Yomer, that Kol Shech Lipoy Biyat Kohen, Potem in Amatonis, we had before, that any time there were two Bechoris there, and one went to the Kohen already, so maybe we say, the opposite one that stays by the Israel, we consider as if Mishain is Zocha Kazocha Domi, as if it was given to the Kohen gave it back to the Israel, and therefore you put them in a Matonis. For Rabbi Meir Mechai, Rabbi Meir says no, and that's Sophic Bechorim, you have a Chiyuv to give Matonis. So, Elish Ramina, since according to Rabbi Meir, you have to give the Matonis to the Kohen, you see, you'll let eat it, you'll let shecht it. So who's going to say Edis on that Sophic Bechorim that the Baal Mum came by itself? So Yikuri, it belongs to the Bailam now, so the Bailam should be Choshed al Zeh. If so, nobody should be able to say it's a good Baal Mum, not a Kohen and not the Bailam. Elish Mamina, here's the proof, Bailam Midim Alov, that what no, the owner of his Yisrael could say this. Why? Kahanim Mudich Shidi Yamume. Only Kahanim, they're Rogulim, they're Choshed. But a Yisrael Chashidi Yamume. But Yisrael is not Choshed, but Yisrael, we're not afraid, he put a Mum on it. Even though he's the Bailim, on him we're not afraid. It doesn't happen that often that he has it. It's only Yisrael that happens a lot of, the Kohen happens a lot of times, by him type of afraid, maybe he will be Matlamum. Yeah. Itman we learned, Rav Nachman, Malach HaShem Gamil. Pasmach HaShem Gamil over here. that you could have made on you, for somebody else, not for yourself. Rovam Rovis says, Lachak Rabbi Yosi, Pasnal Lachak Rabbi Yosi. Even if you have 10 people, all the B'nai Beisoi, then I'm never to say this, that the Mum happened by itself. Samara says, O me, Yom Rav Rav, it's true, Rav said like this, I have Yom Rav Rav says, Bailam Oimdu Mimonu Bachutz, so Bailam is standing outside, and they see, we see Nichna Shalom, the way Bechor comes into the house, he's Shalom. The Yotzach Hovli goes out, beaten up, he has the Mum, is Midim Olof, that the people around there, the B'nai Beisoi, could say Edis. So Chor Sarai, he holds not like Rav Yosi. Must not aim like this. Call the Bailam Oimdim, Lechashinen, that all the Bailam is all the B'nai Beis also sitting outside. And therefore somebody else will come and say this. The Yachis saw Bailam Oimdim, what's a Chiddish? Ma the Teiman Echish Lechashodo, Kumash Mulon. Let's be Cheshad, there's a Chashad here. Kumash Mulon, we're not afraid for the Chashad. Which is, it means aim a Kobol, it means Bono of B'nai Beis, so aim the Mimonu, Bechutz, or Mayed Olav Roya, Shoy Vavayis. So Pshit, the Mursa, the Mursa, the Mursa, the Mursa, the Roya Gufa Hitilubot.